If you have your Bibles, Luke chapter number 10, I was reading over this a little bit this morning and kind of this just came out to me. And I want to start reading in verse number 21, I guess. That's a good starting point anyway. Amen. The Bible said, "In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see these things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou has answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Ask him to help us. Father in heaven, we're thankful, Lord, for all that you've done for us, the sweet presence of the Lord we've already felt here today. God, I pray that you bless every one of these hearts and lives, that God, that you had saved today and deliver from sin. We'll thank you for all that you do for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this chapter here, just in reading over it just a little bit this morning, I've already preached from this chapter since I've been here, and I may preach from this chapter again tonight. I don't know. But there's a lot of preaching in this whole chapter here. It's full of great nuggets from the Lord. But anyway, I hope I can preach it to you. Amen. There's a lot of preaching in it. I just hope I can preach it to you like I feel it here this morning. But in this chapter, we see that Jesus sends out his 70. And we kind of pick up after he'd given them their instructions and on what to do and how to do it. We see that the 70 had returned unto him. And that's what we kind of picked up in reading from this morning. They came to him rejoicing in what they saw. And then we see that Jesus himself even rejoiced in what had happened and what the Father had showed unto these 70 and unto these, amen, out in the world. He talked about the kings and the prophets would love to have seen, amen, what they had saw. And we could see that Jesus talked to them. This is the same chapter in which that they came back and rejoiced. Here it said, notwithstanding in this rejoice that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. All that happened in this passage of scripture here this morning. Amen. But after all this, we see that Jesus turned unto his disciples and he said unto them privately, Amen, I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see these things. Then in verse number 25, we see this rebel who the Bible calls a lawyer stand up, amen, and begin to tempt the Lord. Can somebody say amen? Oh yes, that's what happened here. After all of this, after the Lord was rejoiced and the disciples rejoiced, then we had that old rebel, amen, that devil to stand up, amen, and begin to tempt the Lord. He said, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Amen. This was not, amen, a call to what, amen, do I need in my soul? It was not a humble desire to know more about the Lord. Amen. But this, amen, was a temptation of the Lord. This right here, amen, was someone standing up, amen, trying, amen, to do away with what the Lord had already said. Amen. Jesus, amen, responded like he always does. He responded accordingly. Amen. Amen. He said, what is written in the law? Amen. What does it say in the Word of God? How readest thou? What does it say? What does it read? Amen. And then he asked how he reads it. Amen. Oh my, that's the way it's happening in this world today, ain't it? Amen. Oh my, we ask them, what does the law say? Amen. Then they tell you how they read it. Come on now. Amen. Then he answered the Lord and he said, thou shalt love the Lord. Amen. Thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And Jesus said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. Amen. At this point, this man, amen, what he should have done is he should have repented. Amen. Amen. He should have trusted in Christ as his Lord, but instead, amen, he did what a lot of folks do. Amen. Amen. Oh, he did what a lot of folks are doing here this morning. Amen. He willingly, the Bible said, to justify, or he willing to justify himself. Amen. Said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Amen. And who is my neighbor? Amen. He willing to justify himself. Amen. That's what I kind of preach to you just a little bit about this morning. How many knows that you and I live in a religious world? Oh yes, we do. We live in a religious world. Amen. It's not uncommon for many of us to, amen, on a daily basis to strike up a conversation with someone about religion. Amen. Whether it's on our job or whether it's at the supermarket, amen, wherever it's at, amen, Walmart, amen, it's not uncommon, amen, for us to strike up a conversation, amen, about religion in America. Amen. We've been invaded by so many, amen, kinds of heathen doctrines, amen, Hinduism and Islam and all these other, amen, evil doctrines, amen, from hell, that tries to exalt itself against Jehovah God, of the Bible, amen. Amen. Let's just get back down to the good old boy level. Amen. Let's just get down, amen, to the good of, amen, just the, you know, the just the norm of Christendom. Amen. You see, amen, you may witness to someone about Christ. Amen. And before you get done, amen, they have tried to justify themselves, have they not? Amen. You can tell them what the Word of God says. Amen. And they'll tell you how you feel about it. Amen. Oh my, that's the way the world is. Amen. A world that is trying to justify themselves. Amen. They justified themselves there in Luke 18:11. The Bible says that the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Amen. He went on to say, I fast twice in a week. Amen. I give tithes of all that I possess. And then in verse 13, the Bible said, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. He went on to say in verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Praise God. He wasn't talking about, amen, that this Pharisee went down justified, but he is talking about, amen, this publican went down justified, amen, and this Pharisee did not go to his house justified. Amen. Oh my, but we're living in a world today, amen, that acts just like this Pharisee. Amen. They're trying to justify themselves. Amen. I've heard a lot of excuses even in my time. Amen. They almost always start with I, don't they? Amen. You talk to them about the Lord and they said, I go to church. Amen. I shook the preacher's hand. Amen. I pay my tithes. Amen. I've heard a lot of sinner folks, amen, that say, I pay my tithes. Amen. I give to the preacher. Amen. I, amen, have done this, and I, amen, went to the altar when I was just a boy. Amen. I, amen, stopped doing this. Come on now. Amen. Amen. Don't do that anymore. Amen. I've heard sinners. You've already heard me talk about it. Amen. Sinners that used to be drunkards. Amen. And this morning they're not drunkards. Amen. But they're still sinners. Can somebody say amen? That's the way it is. They say, I don't do that no more. Amen. I stop doing that. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. Amen. That, amen, was how the devil, amen, started talking to God. Amen. I will exalt myself. Amen. I will be like. Amen. I will, amen, exalt myself better than God. Amen. But the heart that's fully persuaded this morning will say, he. Come on now. I said they'll say he reached way. Amen. Below the bottom for me. Amen. He saved me. He delivered me. He brought me up. Out of a horrible pit. And he set my foot. Amen. Upon a rock. Amen. Oh my. He'll talk about. Amen. He sanctified me. Amen. And he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yeah, amen. I might have got myself into trouble. Amen. But he got me out. Can somebody say amen? I said I might have got myself into trouble. Amen. But he got me out. Amen. Oh, yes. That is the heart of a true believer this morning. It's not I, but it's he. Oh, yes, it is. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. We're living in an hour. Amen. We're even church folk are trying to make an excuse for things in their life. Are they not? Amen. I felt the Lord. I never preached this before. I felt the Lord deal with me today. Amen. Just about this right here. Amen. I said we're living in a church hour. Amen. In which, amen, men are trying to justify themselves. Even in the house of God. Amen. They're not depending fully. Amen. They're not trusting fully upon. Amen. The saving grace of Jesus Christ. How many knows? Amen. That's what I'm a trusting in this morning. I said that's what I'm a trusting in. Amen. Oh my, they'll do all kinds of things. Amen. A lot of times we hear, well, amen, I don't see anything wrong with that preacher. Come on now. Amen. Don't clam up on me right here now. Amen. You're telling yourself right quick, won't you? Hallelujah. Hey, well, preacher, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Oh yeah. Amen. There you go again. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Amen. Well, what does the Word of God say about it? Amen. And then we hear, well, what is sin? Come on now. What is sin? Praise God. I thought, and I always remember what, amen, Suzanne Wesley told John Wesley in a letter, I believe. Amen. She said, take this rule, whatever weakens your reason, impairs the tenderness of your conscience, obscures your sense of God, or takes your relish of spiritual things, in short, whatever increases the strength and authority of your body over your mind, that thing is sin to you, however innocent it may be in itself. Amen. There's things that may be innocent in theirself. Amen. But they lead to a life of sin. I don't want to embarrass her this morning, but even Sister Jacqueline herself, amen, testified the other Sunday night, amen, about those little things. Amen. Those little things. Those things. Amen, that steal. Those little things, amen, that spoil the vine. Amen, and that is the church hour that you and I are living in. Amen, no wonder, amen, we haven't seen. Amen, the power and the glory of Almighty God. It's because they're always trying to figure out, amen, how we can get around what we do. Come on now. Amen. Good people do this. Hey, I said good people do it. It's not just wicked people this morning. It's not just people in the house of God that's full of the devil. Amen. But it's people, amen, that are faithful in church. Amen. They're faithful to pay their tithes. Oh, but it seemed like, amen, oh my, they're trying to justify them own selves. Amen. Understand this morning, you're not going to justify yourself. Amen. You cannot do it.
It don't matter how much you sear your conscience. Hey, when the Bible talks, amen, it tells us to beware. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the later times, amen, that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared up with a hot iron. Amen. He gives us, amen, those warnings. Amen. Don't let your conscience be seared. Amen. With the hot iron. Amen. Don't let it be seared. Amen. By trying to justify yourself. Amen. Well, other people do it. You know, sister so-and-so does it, and she speaks in tongues. Come on now. Amen. Sister so-and-so, she does this, and she still has the power and the glory of God in her life. Her brother so-and-so, amen, still, you know, there's the, I'm going to tell you what, amen, if it's, I don't care what it is, amen, I ain't named nothing this morning, have I? I said, I ain't named nothing. Amen, you know that I'm not a clothesline preacher. I believe in it. Amen, I stand for it. Amen, and I will preach it, praise God. Amen, but it's not, amen, my full focus and full attention. And because I'm going to tell you what, amen, it's more than just a clothesline. Amen, it's the motive and it's the intent of the heart. I said it's not just doing it on the outside, it's starting on the inside, and it's proving what you are on the outside. Amen. That's exactly the way it is. Oh yeah, there's a lot of folks, amen, that have a good, amen, godly standard about their lifestyle and their, amen, their dress, but inside, amen, they're full of dead men's bones. Come on now. Oh yes, they're a whitewashed sepulcher. Amen, it's what they are. Oh my, amen, you cannot justify yourself. I said you can't do it. Amen, if you're trying to do that this morning, you are going in the wrong direction. Hey, when there's a lot of people using preachers to justify themselves too nowadays. Hey, man, you know, it used to be brother so-and-so does this, or brother so-and-so did that, or sister so-and-so. But now it's even got to where the preacher down at that church. Come on now. Hey, when the preacher over at that church, you know, he don't do it that way. I'm going to tell you what. I mean, you can find any preacher you want to suit who you are. Hey, man. But that's not the God of the Bible. That's not the preacher of the Word of God. No. Amen. The preacher, amen, that preaches the Word of God will align himself with the Scriptures, will he not? Amen. The child of God, amen, that's trying to make it to heaven and will align themselves with the Word of God. They won't worry about, amen, how many is at the Church of God this morning. They won't worry about how many is at the Assembly of God this morning. They won't worry how much, I mean, folks in the Baptist. I ain't thought about that all morning. Amen. It ain't bothered me that they've got hundreds of thousands there. That don't bother me one bit, because I know the few we've got here, amen, are trying to live good. Amen. And those that ain't, amen, are trying to justify themselves. And I'm telling you, hold up this morning. Amen. Don't keep it going the way you're going. Amen. But realize, amen, Jesus as the only one that can justify you. Amen. He's got to do the work. Amen. That's what makes holiness so great. Amen. You know how I was. You know, I was raised in a Baptist church. You know, I wasn't taught the truth. Amen. Oh, but I really got saved. Amen. Everybody that really gets saved, amen, becomes holiness. I said everybody that ever gets saved and becomes holiness, amen, in their walk in life. Amen. That's what happens. Yeah, it does. That's why I like holiness so good. Amen. Because, amen, we believe that the work he does is so great. It'll free you from having to make an excuse for yourself. Come on now. Oh, I wish I could preach to you just a little bit this morning. Amen. I said the work he does. I believe it this morning, church. Hey, I said the work he does. Amen. Makes it to where you don't have to make an excuse. Well, I'm just human. Amen. I'm just flesh. No, amen. The Bible said, amen, if you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust, amen, of the flesh. Amen. That's what the Bible tells us. I'm telling you what this morning. And we've got to realize we can't do it ourselves. Holiness people, realize you can't do it yourself. Amen.
Amen. I look back. I look, you know, I like church history too. I talked about it already the last three services. I mentioned the Church of God. Amen. And they used to have the goods for you, some of you that remembered back then. And I never was raised up. My grandpa and grandma, they were part of it from 1962 or 63. And they did exactly what the Church of God taught in 1962, 1963 there. And but anyhow, that's beside the point, really. Amen. But my point is, amen, about this, you know, our holiness churches, even our independent churches, amen, we've got the standard. Most of us have got the standard. Yeah, there's some things at home that need to be dealt with. Amen. Come on now. Amen. From the television to the computer itself too. Can somebody say amen? There's issues that need to be dealt with. I understand. Hey, remember, we have got the dress code down. We've got that. That's what we are. That's what we're going to continue being. Amen. But you cannot justify yourself. You can't say, well, hey, when I do this and I do, no. You've got to be able to say, he done this. Amen. And he done that. I'm glad today I'm not boasting in my own righteousness. I'm not boasting in what I made myself. But I'm boasting in what he made me. And what he done for me. Amen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If we're going to see the real power, working power of God, if it's going to be more than just noise like I preached on the other night. Amen. We're going to see. Amen. If he's going to come in the boat with us instead of passing us by like I preached a few weeks ago. Amen. Then we're going to have to realize, God, I need you. Amen. Master, I'm not going to stand up and say, who's my neighbor? Who's my neighbor? You know, talking to Jesus. Who? I'm going to tell you what. Amen. That's where you're at this morning. Amen. You've got to realize. Amen. Isaiah 53:11 said, he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Amen. Shall my righteousness, or shall my righteous servant justify many? For he shall bear their iniquities. Amen. Speaking of the Lord himself. Amen. In Luke, amen, we can read. Amen. About him justifying. Amen. Justifying ye. Amen. Are they which justify yourselves before men? Amen. He talks about that. Amen. And it goes on down and he said, the law and the prophets were until John, says the day of the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it's easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of, amen, of the law to fail. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? Amen. There's men that justify themselves. Amen. Oh, but I'm going to tell you what, God knoweth the hearts, the Bible said. I said, he knoweth the hearts. Amen. And this word, amen, you're not going to get it to pass away. I don't care how many times they rewrite it. I don't care how many times, amen, a preacher says, well, it didn't mean what it said right there. Amen. And they talk to you. Amen. They ain't never had the power and the Spirit of God that I'm feeling here this morning. I'm going to tell you what. Amen. Romans 3:30 says, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith. Amen. And the uncircumcision through faith. Amen. That's the Messiah. Amen. That's the Lord of hosts. That's who I'm trusting in this morning. I said, that's who I'm depending on this morning to take me through. Let's stand all over the house. Amen. Oh, my. Amen. Well, brother, I didn't give you an hour. That's it. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Amen. We got to quit justifying ourselves. We got to quit making an excuse for ourselves. Amen. Because in that day, amen, it ain't going to be. Well, amen. You know what? There's a lot of people going to stand before the Lord and they're going to say, well, the preacher said. Amen. And the Lord said, well, he was none of mine. He was in line before you. I done told him to depart, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Now you go on with him. Amen. Go to your own place. Come on now. Amen. That's what it's going to be. You can't, you know. Well, what if, now let's just go here for just a minute. What if you preach a little too tight? What if it's a little too tight? What if it ain't, I'm going to tell you what, if we're wrong, we're okay. Because I don't know anybody else but us amen, that are going against the worldly flow. Come on now. Amen. So if we're wrong, we're gonna be okay in the eyes of the world. Amen. But if we're right, and we are, hallelujah. Amen. I said, we are. I felt the assurance of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I said, we're right. They're wrong. Amen. Amen. I said, oh, we're right and they're wrong. The Bible says, straight's the gate. There's the way. Leadeth to what? Life. But broad's the way that leadeth to destruction. Many, 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 many are going in. They're at. Is that what the Bible tells us? Let's quit justifying ourselves this morning, church. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. No one looking around. Are you lost this morning? You're tired of justifying yourself. You'd like to come to this altar and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. He'll do it today. He'll forgive you today. He'll cleanse you of all of your iniquities. He'll do the work in your life if you'll let Him. Would you let Him this morning? You're lost. You know you are. You admit it. Amen. Would you come to this altar and quit trying to justify yourself? This preacher loves you this morning. He's not picking on you. You know, I don't think about who's going to be here and who ain't going to be here. But He knows. Hey man, I was actually going a different route this morning. The Lord kind of pulled me on this right here. Didn't have no prior intentions until about 6:45 this morning to preach this. Is the Lord dealing with you? You're lost. You're undone. You need to be saved. Are you here? You like to step out and say, that's me. Come on, church. Come on. Don't go to hell. Don't go to hell this morning. All right, church. How about the rest of us? How we found ourselves justifying ourselves. Saying, this will be okay. That'll be okay. Let's go back and look at the motive of it. Let's go back and look at the principles of it this morning. I said, let's go back and look at the principles of it and see if it's leading us towards God or if it's leading us towards hell. Amen, church. Could we find ourselves a place to pray in this altar here this morning? Ask the Lord to help us. Father, we believe You. Father, we trust in You this morning, God. Lord, I know that You're able, God, to deliver every heart, every soul, God, that's lost. I pray that You would save them today. God, I pray for those, God, that are, oh my, those that are lukewarm, those that are trying to justify themselves, those that are trying just to get by with what they can get by with. I pray, God, that You would help them today. God, that they would find them an altar and say, God, I repent. I repent, God. I don't want to be like I am. I don't want to have to make excuse for who I am. Amen. But Jesus, I want You to save me. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, I've had to pray that prayer many a times. I've had to pray that prayer many a times. Oh, I've had to pray, oh God, don't let me go to hell. Don't let me try to make excuse for my life. Oh, don't let me make excuse for my life. Oh, but Jesus, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning dealing with hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my. I know the Lord spoke to me this morning. I know He dealt with my heart about this. Oh God, help us, Lord.